There is this unfortunate predisposition of human psychology that we often really want what we see but can't have. So for example, we see like, oh, our neighbor gets a new car. Like we can't just take it from them, right? And we can't just go over and drive it. And yet it's a cool car. And so we're like, I want that. And maybe that predisposes us to try and upgrade to a new car or whatever. Like we don't feel whole until we have that thing. And it's not just stuff, right? It's like in health, right? It's funny because age and youthfulness especially is something that's always slipping away from us as we are getting older and older. And instead of embracing all the benefits that come from aging, from growing, from maturing, we often chase that youthfulness. And instead of like really loving our bodies as they are, we want to reverse aging. Or relationships, like this is the space where this comes up so much. People just have this tendency to get infatuated with the person that is out of reach for them. You know, whether it's maybe a celebrity or somebody who just is not in the same social circles or whatever, we have this predisposition in relationships to want not what we have, not to appreciate what we have, but to want what we can't have. And I'm thinking about this because specifically I'm opening up my waiting list for like coaching services and that type of work that I do for 2022. There's a chance that I can slip in another client or two before 2021 is out, but I'm opening up my waiting list for 2022. And so I was thinking about this, and I was thinking specifically about the waiting list phenomenon and how it leads you to actually sell more services. And I want to share that with you here. I have some breakthroughs around discovering the power of a waiting list. But before we get to that, I want you to click that like button, to tap that like button if you want more clients waiting to do business with you. And hey, comment if you have a waiting list and let everybody know what impact having a waiting list has had on your business. So let's dive into the waiting list phenomenon. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so I remember years ago hearing Dan Kennedy tell a story about how when he started his ad agency, when he was like 20, he started an ad agency. And the normal practice for ad agencies was each agency in town or each agency that's on the list of like this client's desired agencies, they each put in a bunch of work ahead of time, coming up with all these ideas, this creative that they can pitch to the client. And so each agency comes in person after person and or team after team and pitches the client. So it's agency one pitches the client, agency two pitches the client, agency three pitches the client, agency four, and however many agencies there are, they each come in. And at the end of the day, the client says, well, I like this one best, but also I like these ideas from these other people. Maybe we can integrate them. And they just pick one agency. And Dan said, like, I never want to be in that space. I never want to be basically accepting a cattle call from my clients for everybody who's interested in getting this paycheck. Come and give us your best ideas, and then we will decide who we go with. And so instead of that, Dan said, what if I could completely flip the whole supply demand thing, and I don't even show up until they pay me, and I'm only going to show up and only going to allow them to pay me if it is a fit, if I've decided it's a fit, and if there's a spot on my schedule for it. And he completely flipped the whole model of agency selling their service. And very quickly, he said, if I create a wait list, that suddenly changes the whole thing. Because if they're interested in working with me, if they're interested in doing business with me, they have to claim that spot on my wait list. They have to, essentially, it's a game of musical chairs, and they have to hope that they can grab one of those chairs in time instead of me being the one playing musical chairs with a dozen different agencies in my area trying to land in one chair before everybody else does. And so he established this waiting list, and his point was, even before he had the clients on the wait list, he established a wait list. Even before he had the reputation to do so, I mean, today he's Dan Kennedy, well known as Dan Kennedy, right? But even before he had any kind of reputation to justify it, he established the wait list. And suddenly, all these clients wanted to meet with him. All these clients wanted to do business with him. All these clients like wanted to avail themselves of his services and wanted to pay him what he asked for, because he had this magical waiting list. And it goes back to that principle that I introduced in the beginning, that I shared in the introduction, that we want what we can't have. There's this natural predisposition of human psychology, for better and worse, that we want what we can't have. And so as soon as we can't have access to somebody or something, we want it more. And so learning from Dan, I said, okay, that's interesting. And maybe it would be useful for me to have a wait list for my services. And so one of the things that I did when I decided it was finally time to launch my copywriting business. So at this point, like, I discovered a copywriting in 2005, I landed a marketing job, I had a bunch of experience going through late 2009, and then I started connecting, and I did have some freelance experience on the side in addition to the full-time job that I had. And then at the end of 2009, I went and I met a bunch of direct marketers, and I made a decision that, hey, it's time for me to launch my freelance business. And I didn't know it at the time, but I was actually 3 months and 3 days away. By the time I got home from the conference where I met all these direct response marketers, I was 3 months and 3 days away from launching my full-time copywriting business and my full-time client business. And what I did is I reached back out to a lot of people that I'd met, and I said, hey, I'm going to start taking on client projects. I'm going to start taking on client projects in early 2010. And if you would like to be on the list of people of projects that I, you know, that I take on, then I need to know now. I need to know, I need a deposit for the project, etc. And it was amazing, because suddenly I was booked out a month after I was planning to get started, 2 months after I was planning to get started, 3 months after I was planning to get started. And in fact, when I set my date, it was a couple weeks beyond that 3 months and 3 days that eventually worked out. It was only because I essentially established this wait list for this time period, after which I was going to start working with clients, that, hey, I'm available. And so I actually had to move up the date that I quit my full-time job based on that. And this, the power of a waitlist is breakthrough number one, that this works, and it works over and over again. Clayton Makepeace, he often talked about his dance card, right? Like, he had a dance card and he had a list of these different clients that he was going to take on. And when I worked with Clayton, he said, I want to fill your dance card. Like, I want to book you for as many projects as you will allow me to book you for. And that was the attitude with a great direct response company, with somebody who provides a high quality service to that company, that they want to take your entire wait list. But this isn't just about copywriting or direct response. Really, any service business where you are limited by your capacity to deliver on that service. And hey, this can work for products too. Like, there are ways to apply this phenomenon to product sales as well, especially if there's some kind of limited capacity or delayed fulfillment time. But going back to services, even my wife, who is a psychologist, she has actually found that she has more clients more interested in working with her on a very consistent basis she did not do this for marketing reasons, but since she was forced to say, okay, my schedule is full, I cannot handle any more people, would you like to be on the wait list? And there are people who are on her wait list for months who still want specifically to work with her. And I would argue that part of the reason, part of what's going on, she is absolutely incredibly talented as a psychologist, but part of the reason of people being so dedicated to working with her is specifically because we want what we can't have. So breakthrough number one was just discovering the power of the waitlist and even applying it when you have very little reputation and very little experience or even very little deal flow to justify it. Even if it takes saying, hey, I'm not available to start this project for the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something, right? Because I'm currently busy. That is signaling to your potential client that, hey, this person is in demand. And if I don't grab this next spot, somebody else is likely to do that. And essentially that's a micro form of the waitlist. So breakthrough number two is discovering what has to be true for this the power of the waitlist, for the waiting list phenomenon to really take off. What has to be true? Number one, you have to have clarity of offer, which means you have to be clear about what you're offering, about who you're offering it to, about what benefit or result they get, and about how you're able to help them achieve that result. If you are crystal clear about, hey, this is who I'm able to serve, and this is how I serve them, this is what they want, this is what they desire, this is what I help them get, and I understand how I do it, that clarity of offer absolutely has to be true, because people are not going to line up waiting for something that they don't even fully understand, right? Tied into this is clarity of audience. So again, you have to be speaking to a specific and narrow audience for your services. And the more narrower and hyper-focused your audience is, the easier it is for them to say, ooh, I'm the type of person that should be sitting in that musical chair. I want to grab that musical chair. I want to grab that spot before somebody else takes it. And then the other thing that has to be true is at a bare minimum, like I talk about using this at the beginning of your career when you don't have all the demand and whatever for your services at the beginning of your business. That said, if you're not able to fulfill on your basic promises of the result that you're going to help them get, or actually just implementing the stuff that you say that you're going to do following the process of your service, if you're not able to fulfill on those basic promises, you might start with a wait list, but it's going to be empty very quickly if you're just bunk. Like if what you're doing is all lies, it doesn't matter if you use this. So as with any persuasion tool, its power really comes in terms of long-term gains. Its power comes in it just making it easier for people to get the result that they want through availing themselves of your product, services, offer, whatever it is. So you have to be able to fulfill on the basic promises, and that has to be true. That's breakthrough number two. The things that have to be true, you have to know what you're doing for who, and you have to actually be able to do it. Breakthrough number three goes back to something almost that, you know, I've been talking about this whole time, that if you don't think you are ready to have a waitlist for your products, your services, whatever. We're talking about services. So if you don't feel like you have the, you know, whatever experience, whatever, to be ready to have a waitlist for your services, I would encourage you to think again about that. I would encourage you to try this, even if it's a soft waitlist. If you are talking to a client saying, hey, I'm not available now. I'm not a fit for everybody. I'm looking for clients who are best fit, and I'm willing to consider you for the next available spot, but that's not today. That's not tomorrow. Like, okay, so there are certain services, emergency, like I don't want my emergency room to have a wait list. I don't want the hospital to have a wait list if I need services, right? But I do want somebody who is an expert service provider in marketing, for example, to have a wait list. Or for other non-emergency services, those people, like I am predisposed to value those people more based on the quirks of human psychology if they have a wait list. And so doing this early doing it from the beginning. If it's a soft waitlist, like I'm not available now, but I would love to talk to you and see if based on my next availability, it might make sense to work together. Or explicitly, like I'm telling you, I am starting a waitlist for 2022 coaching services, consulting services. If you're interested in working with me, that's something where it's a more formal waitlist and you can actually get on that waitlist and we can have that discussion and figure out if it's a fit. And at that point, based on the when you actually submitted your application, it might make sense to work together, like in its first come, first serve, right? So you can do a more formalized process like that. You can do a more informal process where you are saying, hey, you know, I'm available in a couple of weeks. Either way, it makes sense to do it from the beginning, even before you feel like you're completely ready for it. And I would say that, for example, copywriting, like selling, oh, I'm an A-list copywriter. Faking it till you make it is a lie. Okay, faking it till you make it as your, like on your ability to deliver conversions for a high volume, high investment direct response marketer, like somebody who invests a lot of money in traffic. Fake it till you make it when you actually don't know how to convert that traffic into paying customers, that's gonna get you in some trouble. Doing fake it till you make it for something like a waitlist or, hey, I'm not available for a couple weeks, but if you're interested in working with me at that point, let's have the discussion now and let's get like an agreement figured out. And then in a couple weeks when I do have that availability, we can go forward from there. That's something where, you know, you are not doing anybody a disservice by that. And in fact, if you are legitimately able to fulfill on the promises, by getting someone to take action through saying, hey, I have this wait list or I'm not immediately available, you are making it more likely for them to take action and to get the result that you are able to deliver through your services. So again, breakthrough number one was discovering the power of a waitlist. Breakthrough number two is making sure that the things that have to be true are true before I do this. And breakthrough number three is realizing that even if you think that you're not 100% ready to do this, it's probably worth doing and it will only accelerate the success of your service business. And if you would like to join my waitlist for 2022 and maybe sneak in at the very end of 2021 as a coaching or consulting client, check out the Work with Roy page. I have it linked at the top of the description for this episode. The bare minimum that I would say is that if you are new to copywriting or to whatever business it is that you're doing, if you haven't made $10,000 or $20,000 already in the business, and if it's less, like it needs to be faster. If you have not gotten that initial momentum out of the gates, then I'm not necessarily going to be a good fit for you for any kind of services where you're working directly with me. Cost is prohibitive. And also I've just found when people have not reached certain thresholds that it often leads to false starts with any kind of one-on-one type services. And by far, I get the best results with people who are already doing six figures, seven figures, or even more, and are just looking for an additional perspective to help accelerate what you're doing. So yeah, I mean, that's the thing about working with me is I really do best with people who have some momentum, who are looking to increase that momentum through more effective copywriting and marketing strategy and principles and just this outside perspective based in more than a decade and a half of direct response experience. So remember to tap that like button if you want more clients for your services, whether or not it makes sense to work with me. Leave a comment below if you have had some kind of waitlist in your business and let folks know the impact it's had on your business. And if this concept is new to you, also leave a rating on a scale of 1 to 10. How valuable did you find this idea and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Are you launching a waitlist today for your services. Leave that in the comments below and make sure you subscribe. Subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. And hey, if you actually apply the concept of having a waitlist for your services, I guarantee that you are going to get 10 out of 10 value, or hey, I'll give you your money back for this free episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. That's all for today. Thank you for tuning in for this episode, and I will catch you again next time. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.